0000. An application by Newfield, or request by Newfield Production Company for proper spacing for the development of the Berg Gunton Pool in Divide and Williams Counties. Interested parties, please come forward.
Madam Examiner, Lawrence Bender, Appeal Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing in case 10,000 on behalf of Newfield Production Company. I'll also be appearing on behalf of Newfield Production Company, case 9940. We intend to call three witnesses in these matters by telephone, and I'll get them on the phone.
Okay.
Good thing you remembered, huh? If we need, we're at 10,000. Seems like we had all of these this year.
Yeah.
What number were you on?
Did you say? What number were you on when you started working for the commission?
2001.
Wow. He's been here since paleontology.
I thought you said, what is it for?
I can give you names of witnesses if you'd like. First witness is going to be in the area of land, Alan Wild. Second witness is geology, Nate Gilbertson. And then the engineering witness will be Stacy Kirshner.
Okay.
See what's taking on here.
Spell that one.
K-E-R-C-H-N-E-R.
Alan? Hello?
This is Alan calling for Newfield.
Okay, we're just give us a moment.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Bender, you may proceed.
Thank you. Madam Examiner, as I indicated, my name is Lawrence Bender, Appeal Box 1855, Bismarck, and I'm appearing in case 10,000 and 9940 on behalf of Newfield Production Company. We intend to call three witnesses in these two matters. The first in the area of land, Alan Wild. The second, a geologic witness, Nate Gilbertson. And then our third witness will be in the area of engineering, Stacy Kirshner. We'll start with Alan Wild.
Mr. Wild?
Yes.
You promise that the testimony you're about to give is the truth?
I do.
You may proceed, Mr. Bender.
Thank you, Madam Examiner. Alan, would you state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
Alan D. Wild, W-I-L-D.
And Alan, by whom are you employed and in what capacity?
Newfield Exploration Company as a landman.
And in that capacity, Alan, have you had an opportunity to testify before this commission previously?
I have.
And have you had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
And in preparation for these two matters that are before the commission, case 10,000 and case 9940, have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant land matters?
Yes.
And have you prepared or have prepared under your control and supervision certain exhibits that you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
Have you satisfied yourself as to the accuracy of those exhibits?
Yes.
Madam Examiner, read off of the further testimony of this witness as an expert.
Motion granted.
Thank you. Alan, I've distributed to the commission staff packets of exhibits for case 10,000 and 9940. What I'd like you to do is turn first to what's been marked as the packet for case 10,000, and go to exhibit 1 in that packet, and tell us what that is, Alan.
This is an area located in the map showing the general area in Divide County of the eighth unit in question.
Okay, and then exhibit 2?
This shows our leasehold interest for the cases in question here.
Could you just go into a little bit more description about that, Alan?
It covers the southeast quarter, section 24, and the northeast quarter, section 25, in 161 north, 99 west. You see the well, the plumber line cliff, the well is located there on the leasehold.
And it's nearly on the section line between the southeast of 24 and the northeast of 25, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then let's go on to the next exhibit in this packet, Alan, which is exhibit 3. Tell us what that is.
This shows the leasehold ownership in the two tracts in the spacing unit. Tract 1 and Tract 2 are both owned 50% by Newfield Production Company and 50% by Mass Petroleum Corporation.
I don't have any other questions for this witness at this time in this case.
Are there any questions by the staff? There appears to be none. You may proceed, Mr. Bender.
Okay. Our next witness is Mr. Nate Gilbertson.
Mr. Gilbertson?
Yes.
You promise that the testimony you're about to give is the truth?
I do.
You may proceed, Mr. Bender.
Thank you. Nate, would you state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
Nathaniel J. Gilbertson, G-I-L-B-E-R-T-S-O-N.
And, Nate, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Newfield Exploration. I am a geologist.
Have you testified before the commission previously?
I have not.
What I'd like you to do, Nate, is briefly highlight for the examiner and the commission staff your educational background and work experience.
I graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Geological Engineering from the Colorado School of Mines in 2002, and I graduated with a Master's degree in Geology from the Colorado School of Mines in 2006. I have worked part-time for Newfield on and off between 2001 and 2005 in various capacities as a geologist. I've been employed full-time with Newfield since January of 2006 as a geologist for the Williston Basin as well as the Powder River Basin in Wyoming.
And in preparation for these two hearings, have you made a thorough study and review of all the geologic matters?
Yes, I have.
And have you prepared certain exhibits that you intend to sponsor?
Yes, I have.
We'd offer the further testimony. This witness is that of an expert.
Motion granted.
Nate, let's go to Exhibit 4 in the packet. Tell us what that is and how it's relevant to the hearing.
Exhibit 4 is the well log for the plumber, Lundquist 25-2. The tract on the right is the CNL SDC. The Gunton Formation has been perfed from 11,309 to 11,315.
Okay, and there are other perfs in this well because you're commingling the oil right now, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and what zone is that?
This well is also perfed in the stone well from 11,228 to 11,237.
Okay, let's go on to the next exhibit, Nate. Exhibit 5, tell us what that is, please.
Exhibit 5 is a structure map on the top of the Gunton. The depths shown are sub-sea.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. I don't have any questions for this witness.
Any questions by the staff?
Nate, this is Bruce Junker. Could you repeat the first interval of the Gunton?
Yes, sir. The Gunton is perfed from 11,309 to 11,315.
Thank you.
Any other questions of Mr. Gilbertson by the staff? There appears to be none. You may continue, Mr. Bender.
Our next witness is Stacy Kirshner.
Ms. Kirshner?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you promise that the testimony you're about to give is the truth?
I do.
You may continue, Mr. Bender.
Thank you. Stacy, would you state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
Yes, it's Stacy L. Kirshner, K-E-R-C-H-N-E-R.
And Stacy, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Newfield Exploration as a reservoir engineer.
And you've testified before the commission previously, have you not?
I have.
And you've had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
I have.
And in preparation for these cases that are before the commission today, have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant engineering matters?
Yes.
And have you prepared certain exhibits that you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
Have you satisfied yourself as to the accuracy of those exhibits?
I have.
Madam Examiner, we offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Thank you. Stacy, let's go to Exhibit 6 in case 10,000. Tell us what Exhibit 6 is and how it's relevant to today's hearing.
Exhibit 6 is just a current wellbore schematic for the former Lundquist 25-2. You can see that there are old Red River perforations below a plug that is set at 11,400 feet. Then the commingled Denton and Stonewall perforations are above that. The ones that have been previously quoted, the Denton 11309 to 11315 and the Stonewall of 11228 to 11237.
All right, and then let's go to the next exhibit, Stacy, which is marked as Exhibit 7. Can you tell us what that is, please?
This is just a historical daily production plot for the history of this well. You can see back in 06, this well was producing from the Red River only. In 7 of 06, this well was, the Red River was isolated and the Denton was produced. It was flowing up the tubing at that time. In 6 of 07, the well was briefly produced from the Stonewall only, and in 7 of 07, it was commingled in the Stonewall and the Denton, and it was placed on rod pump at that time.
All right, and then Exhibit 8, please.
Exhibit number 8 is documentation of the oils from each of the Denton and the Stonewall reservoirs. Basically, the split for allocation purposes is 37.4% by volume from the Denton and 62.6% by volume from the Stonewall.
And then Exhibit 9.
Exhibit number 9 is just a decline analysis EUR estimate for the commingled reservoirs in the Denton and the Stonewall. The ultimate recovery for the combination of zones is 170,963 barrels. Applying the previous allocation formula for the Denton at 37.4% of the 170,000 is approximately 64,000 barrels for the Denton alone.
Now, while Newfield is allocating production between the Stonewall and the Denton, the spacing unit for both zones is the same, is it correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Let's go on to the next exhibit then, Stacy, Exhibit 10.
Exhibit number 10 just basically details basic reservoir parameters for the Denton interval. This is a limestone dolomite. It has a vertical thickness of 5 feet. The other volumetric parameters going into the calculation basically result in an OOIP of 396,000 barrels for the 320-acre spacing unit. On the right-hand side, there's additional information regarding the Denton, the initial pressure estimate of 5260 that was based on a DSP from the Red River and also one from the Stonewall. They were right in the same interval. Applying that to the mid-interval of the Denton results in 5260 for the initial pressure. So that is a calculated estimate based on reservoirs that are on either side. Other parameters listed in here, the GOR of 1100 that was done from a test when the Denton was producing alone. And there's other basic parameters in here just to get basically to our volumetric estimates. Exhibit number 11 is that volumetric estimate. Basically end up with the previous 396,000 barrels for the OOIP for the 320-acre drainage area, and the 64,000 barrels out of that 396 is based on a 16% recovery factor, which is fairly reasonable for these reservoir properties.
Okay, and then the final exhibit, Exhibit 12.
Exhibit number 12 is just a summary of our economics for this interval. That That EUR estimate of 64,000 barrels results in, at an $80 oil price, results in net income of $795,000. This procedure costs $209,000, resulting in a return on investment of 3.8.
So the operation to recomplete in this zone is economic, but you couldn't justify drilling a grassroots well for these recoveries, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And is it Newfield's request then in this matter that the temporary spacing for the Bird Gunton pool be made proper?
Yes.
That's all the questions I have for this witness in case 10,000.
Are there any questions of Ms. Kirchner by the staff?
Thank you. I believe you indicated that the Bird Gunton and Stonewall are spaced the same in this well?
Yeah, on the 320.
I believe the Stonewall is going to be heard in the next case following this one, right? For the temporary spacing?
It's going to be our request.
Yes, that's correct.
That'll be the request.
Great.
Let's see. The fingerprint analysis, exhibit number 8. Can you tell me how the oil was collected for that sample?
When the Gunton was producing alone, basically a sample was taken off the treater. That zone was isolated and the stone walls was completed. Again, a sample was taken off of the treater. So each individual sample was taken and then the same procedure was repeated following the commingling of the zones.
So you took after the commingling, you took a sample, one sample off the treater?
Yes.
Your ultimate reserves, are they're based on the fingerprint analysis?
The ultimate reserves are based on the decline analysis EUR for the commingled zone being the 170,000 barrels, and then it's taken as the percent for the Gunton reservoir, it is that percentage allocation of the commingled, so it's the 37.4% of the 170,000 barrels being 64,000 barrels for the Gunton.
Any other questions by the staff?
Stacy, this is Bruce Hicks. What is your experience as far as taking samples off the treater? A one-time sample like that, once the well starts heading up and is just flowing from one formation at a time?
I think that, you know, each of these reservoirs was at, you know, virgin pressure and fairly stable, so I don't think there should be any problem with that.
So you don't have any indication that you're only getting production from one zone periodically then?
No.
The Exhibit 9, I'm looking at it, the production has increased steadily, it appears, since you started commingling. What is that increase due to?
I'm sorry, I could not hear your question.
I'm looking at Exhibit 9.
Yes.
The production performance curve shows that your production has increased since about mid-July, or mid-2007, correct?
Yes. The well was initially flowing and then it was placed on pump.
When was it placed on pump?
Let me look at this daily plot. In about July of 07, which that ties fairly well with the decline analysis plot in Exhibit 9.
Okay, well, looking at Exhibit 7 then, on your daily, you've got commingled production on here, you've got a very high increase in March. What does that due to?
In March?
2008. On the very right side of your curve, you show commingled production over 200 barrels a day.
The well was down for a few days. I believe it was actually, yeah, we've been working on this well. We had to replace the pump, so it was down, and then, you know, had a bit of flush production initially when we put it back on.
And did you acidize the wells at that time?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions by the staff? Anything on redirect, Mr. Sunder? That concludes case number 10,000. The next case, 9940. Request from Newfield Production Company for temporary spacing to develop a pool in and under the northwest of the northeast, section 25, township 161 north, range 99 west, in Divide County. In addition to Mr. Bender, interested parties, please come forward. Mr. Bender, you may proceed.
Thank you. We'll recall Alan Wild. Alan, let's go to Exhibit 1 in case 9940. Can you tell us what that is?
That's your area located at the location of the leasehold in question.
All right, and Exhibit 2?
Exhibit 2 shows our leasehold in the southeast of 24 and the northeast of 25, 161 north, 99 west.
And
so
under...
The lines as well as is noted there in the middle.
Okay, and then Exhibit 3?
You see track 1 is the southeast of 24 and track 2 is the northeast of 25. In each track, Newfield owns 50% and Mass Petroleum owns 50%.
And you have it listed on here. Can you give us the footages for the surface location for the Plummer Lundquist 25-2 well?
I will ask.
It's on Exhibit number 3.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I understand.
Here, Alan.
It's 120 from the north line and 1680 from the east line.
Which is one of the reasons that in this temporary spacing, you're requesting a 320-acre spacing unit comprised of the southeast of 24 and the northeast of 25, correct?
That's correct.
No further questions of the land witness.
Any questions by the staff? And there appear to be none. You may continue, Mr. Bender.
Nate, let's go to Exhibit 4 in the packet. Can you tell me what that is?
Exhibit 4 is the CNL SEC log of the Plummer Lundquist 25-2. The stone well formation has been perfed from 11,228 to 11,237, 9 feet of pay.
Okay, and then Exhibit 5.
Exhibit 5 is the structure map on the top of the stone well formation. Depths are in subsea.
So all the questions I have for this witness.
Any questions by the staff? Okay, there appear to be none. You may continue, Mr. Bender.
Okay. Stacy, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, I'll have you turn to Exhibit 6. Can you tell me what that is?
Yeah, this is the wellbore diagram for the Plummer Lundquist 25-2. This is the same one you saw in the previous case, showing the flood over the Red River with the Gunton and the Stonewall commingled with their representative perf intervals.
And Exhibit 7.
Exhibit 7 is the same daily production plot, showing the history through time, Red River in 06, the Gunton only, and then finally the commingled Stonewall Gunton.
And Exhibit 8?
Exhibit number 8 is the same fingerprint analysis that we looked at before for the Gunton and the Stonewall, showing the relative percentages, the Gunton at 37.4% by volume, and the Stonewall at 52.6% by volume.
And Exhibit 9?
Exhibit number 9 is the decline analysis EUR estimate of the well, the 170,963 barrels from the commingled portion at 62.6%. The stone wall is expected to recover 107,023 barrels of oil.
Exhibit 10.
Exhibit number 10 shows reservoir, basic reservoir data for the stone wall interval, an estimate of 9 feet of pay, the OOIP for the 320-acre spacing unit is 517,000 barrels. On the right-hand side, again, just additional basic reservoir data that goes into calculations.
Exhibit 11.
Exhibit number 11 is the actual volumetric estimate for the 320-acre spacing unit. Again, the OOIP of 517,000 barrels. The recoverable 107,000 barrels is based on a recovery factor of 21%, which is fairly reasonable.
And then finally, Exhibit 12.
Finally, Exhibit number 12 shows the EUR estimate of 107,000 barrels for the Stonewall interval and the associated economics for this. The investment portion for this actual recompletion was $90,000, resulting in a return on investment of this interval of 19.4.
And once again, these are recompletion economics, is that correct?
That's correct.
And it probably would not be, the recovery of oil that you're expecting would probably not justify drilling a grassroots well, is that correct?
That's correct.
And given your study and review and, you know, the location of the well, et cetera, is it your opinion that the appropriate temporary spacing for this well should be a 320-acre spacing unit comprised of the southeast of section 24 and the northeast of section 25?
Yes.
And will that facilitate your commingling operations that you're currently conducting with respect to the Stonewall and the Gutton?
Yes, it will.
And in your opinion, with such a spacing pattern, protect relative rights, prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
Okay. So the questions I have for this witness, we would offer each one of the exhibits that was identified in case 10,000 and case 9940.
The exhibits are received in both those cases, and are there any questions of this witness, Ms. Kirsten, by the staff?
In this case, in the Stonewall and the Gutton, you didn't happen to collect get an oil or a gas analysis before you commingled the well, did you? In either of the zones?
I do not believe so.
Any other questions from staff? We appear to be none. Anything further, Mr. Bender?
Nothing further.
That concludes case number 9940.